A big hello to all my dear students. And today I really want to start talking first by saying thank you to all of you to give me this opportunity to connect with you all. Despite the lockdown, despite the fact that we are all at faraway places, right? This gives me an opportunity to be with you, even for, you know, if it is for just a few minutes. It is just great to know that I'm able to reach you out, and the amount of love and response that I am getting for my podcast is totally humbling. And therefore, I really wanted to thank you all, as I said, to give me this wonderful opportunity to talk to you all, young, budding specialists and super specialists, doctors. And one thing which binds all of you together, or all of you young people together, I would say, is that you're all seeking same thing. And the thing that you're all seeking is success in life. And therefore, today, I thought, let me try and give you 7 habits for success in your life. So I'm going to talk about these 7 things, which you, if you try and incorporate, will lead you to a path of success and will help you reach your destinations. The first good habit, or the habit that I would talk about, is that you have to inculcate a habit of reading every day. And when I say that, the key word here is every day, right? When it comes to a fact of studying every day, you're all doctors and very hardworking people, and you definitely are studying. So that's what I said. The keyword here is actually every day, which means I want you to bring on consistency. A lot of you have been asking, how many hours should I study to reach my goal? And my response to that, it doesn't matter. Even if it is for 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, or 4 hour, it has to be done every single day. It is not okay to study for 14 hours in one day and then give a complete break for one day. Then what is happening is that the output is not going to be what you expect it to be, right? So try and read something or study something every single day. Persistence or consistency is definitely the key to success, right? The second habit that I want to talk about is make your health a priority, right? And when I say here, I am not really talking about physical health, because that you all can take care very well. You, as I said, and with God's grace, I'm connected to doctors, and you are all such capable people when it comes to, you know, physical health. But I, especially when I talk to you young students who are under a lot of pressure of performance, of competition, of seeking big in life, the part of the health that I really want you to stress on is mental health. So I want you to ensure that, you know, you have a good positive state of mind. I think this is something which you would hear in my every podcast, is a positive state of mind, because what you give out is what you attract. So when you throw out a lot of positivity around you, this is what you're going to get back as well. And a positive mind can actually beat all fears. It is the key to, you know, to take care of everything, you know, all the troughs in your life, all the difficult situations in your life, which you will definitely face sometime or the other. But if you have a positive mind, you'll be able to bounce back, and you'll be able to get back to the work you are doing, right? So you'll have to promise me this today, that you're going to take care of your mental health. If you feel like having a relaxation for a little while, go ahead, do it, right? But as I said, ensure at the same time that the consistency is there in your studying. Right? Stay with happy people, stay with people who boost your morale, stay with people who tell you how capable you are. And, you know, this is what is going to, you know, subconsciously become your state of mind as well. And you will have faith in your abilities, right? So do take care of what you think of and who you be with, because that makes a lot of difference in how you're going to spend your day and make your day more productive. The third thing I'm going to talk about is that you have to try and learn from people you admire, right? Each one of us knows these certain people whom we really look up to, right? We want to maybe be like them. And if you get an opportunity to learn from them, I think that just is an icing on the cake, right? So try and learn from these people. It could be anything, you know. And, you know, when you learn from people you admire, you inculcate more and you try to replicate them and you try and set your standards high. So, you know, if you get an opportunity to learn from such people, don't ever let it go, right? The next or the fourth habit that I'm going to talk about is you should plan your day the night before. Right. So what you're going to do tomorrow should today go on a piece of paper, right? Write it down. What do you intend to do tomorrow? And that is important because what you're going to do in a day is important because you're going to exchange an entire day of your life for that work. So you better make it productive, make it count, make it useful, right? So a night before, every day, make it a habit that this is what I'm going to do tomorrow. And maybe you can make it as micro points as well, that this is what I'm going to do from morning 9 to 12. And, you know, schedule your day. And as you do it, you will realize that you are going to make an effort to try and achieve your targets. So make these micro targets for the day and do it a night before because you're ready for it. So when you get up in the morning, you don't waste your time thinking of how you're going to spend the day. Do it a night before, and then is what comes the fifth important factor for your success. Whatever you have written on this piece of paper, it should somewhere be stuck in front of you. So you have to keep your goals in front of you. You can keep your micro goals in front of you, and you can also, or I would say you should also keep your macro goals in front of you. It's a very good idea to write in bold letters on a piece of paper, I want to become an obstetrician, and put it in your study table and look at it every single day of your life. The motivation that you're looking for is going to come from this paper. It keeps reminding you why you are here. It keeps reminding you why you need to do consistent efforts. It keeps reminding you why you started in the first place. So it'll never let you forget that why you started. And when you remember why you started, believe me, you will never quit, right? So have this goal in front of you every single day of your life till you are going to achieve it. And then, you know, then the goal will change. The sixth habit for success that I'm going to talk about is you have to take action even when things look scary. And I think I did talk about this in my previous podcast when I said, face your fears, right? So a lot of times you are going to face situations which are not comforting, they're disturbing, they are pulling your morale down. And this is when you need to take charge. This is when you're going to say, okay, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to go ahead and do it and let's face it and let me be prepared for it. And eventually you'll realize that this thing that you were thinking of such a big obstacle was not really a big deal and you were able to do it. And this is the fact that you never knew about yourself, that, you know, you could do it. And the more challenges you keep yourself, the more you're going to grow in your journey as well. You're going to become a better person every single day. And lastly, is the most important thing. This is also something that I started talking about in the beginning of my podcast, and that was, you should have an attitude of gratitude. Very, very important. People who are thankful for what they have in their life will always receive more. People who always keep counting what they don't have are always unhappy, right? They're always, you know, thinking of how little they have been provided or how inferior they are to others, right? Or maybe how many, you know, they're not getting equal opportunities as others. So people who keep, you know, looking at things that they don't have tend to be, again, having a negative thought process. They do not accept when they're receiving something, because when they receive something, they will always want to not consider that and rather think of what they don't have. And in turn, they will get less. And yes, they will never ever be satisfied. And, which is what is going to pull them down all the time. So I would definitely say that having an attitude of gratitude is very, very important. Each one of you is a blessed soul in many, many ways. Whether you realize it or not, you are. If you look at people and sufferings around you, you would realize how blessed you are, how God has been kind to you. You may be facing certain problems, but you come out of it. You're going to come out of it. As I said, these obstacles are opportunities. They are opportunities to tell you how capable you are to deal with situations. So even in your tough times, be thankful to what you have. And this is what I'm going to end my audio session today on, is in this time when we're all facing a lot of problems in terms of corona pandemic, and we are facing problems as well. And for each one of us, you know, we are counting our own problems and we don't see the sufferings and we count, you know, the problems all around us. So let's have this gratitude, especially in these tough times. Let's be thankful to God for whatever we have received so far and whatever we are receiving so far. And the best way to show your gratitude is to do justice to what you have. So I hope you're going to try and incorporate the 7 habits of success, and do write back to me. Do you think it works for you or not? Right? So I'm just going to leave you on this note today and tell you again that you're blessed people with immense, immense potential and capabilities. So have faith, right? Lots of love and good wishes from Dr. Deepthi.